is government handling union unrest. Right now, so many trade unions in the country are either on strike or they are threatening to strike. The one grabbing the most headlines is ASUU. According to EduPlanner, 2022 has had the third highest number of ASUU strike days since 1999, with 178. That's our big hard fact. 178 days since 1999, the only years with more strike days were 2020 with 270 and 2004 with 180. So by next week, this year will pass 2004. So let's start with the ASUU strike and then we'll move on to other labor rumblings. More government officials are coming out to tell ASUU money no day. The federal government, I mean, you know the deal by now, but let me do a recap for those of you who don't. So the federal government has an agreement with ASUU to rehabilitate universities and pay lecturers some arrears and entitlements. The entire package will cost over 1 trillion naira. And a few days ago, Festus Keyamo, the Minister of State for Labor, said that the federal government will not borrow to pay that bill. That same thing, we've now heard it from Dave Umahi. Dave Umahi is the governor of Ebonyi State. And he said, quote, "There is no way the country Nigeria will go and borrow 1.1 trillion naira to meet ASUU's demands. It's quite unreasonable. Are their demands genuine? Yes. But we can start little by little. So it's important for ASUU to show some understanding and for those who are negotiating on the side of the government to also show some understanding. Let's meet ourselves halfway and open the schools to save the fate of our children," end quote. Now, on the surface, Umahi's point here seems very reasonable, right? He's not dismissing ASUU's demands. He says that the demands are valid and genuine. Instead, he's saying, look, the money cannot come out all at once. So ASUU, let's agree to a payment plan where the federal government will give you the money small, based on the federal government's capacity. It sounds reasonable. And you may even be wondering, why has ASUU not agreed to this? ASUU has agreed to this. ASUU agreed to this years ago. When they talk about the memorandum of agreement, that's what they're talking about. ASUU basically agreed that if the government shows seriousness, they can start making partial payments. But ASUU is saying that the federal government has still not started making any payments at all since 2009. Umahi made another point, which I want to share with you. He said that part of the long-term solution is to realize that university is not for everybody. He said, quote, "I think that our education system is not properly articulated. University education is not for everybody, and that is the truth. The basic education every country strives to attain is secondary school and vocational schools. These are the basic schools, and when you have these qualifications, you'll be able to use it either to start up something or be able to use it to be employed. There is need to review our educational system. It mustn't be for everybody," end quote. What do you think about that statement? Dave Umahi says that university should only be for a minority of young people. The rest should have access to secondary school and vocational education. He's comparing this to other countries. Now, on the one hand, it's true that in many countries, the percentage of people who go to university is very low. But on the other hand, we see that in the developed countries, that percentage is rising. So, for example, in Germany, in the 60s, less than 10% of university-age Germans went to the university. In the 60s, less than 10%. Today, it's 30%. In the US, in the 60s, it was also less than 10%. Today, it's almost 40%. So, here's a question. Are there jobs for people with a secondary education or a vocational diploma? Does Nigeria have jobs for young people who don't go to the university? Jobs that can get them out of multidimensional poverty? Are there enough of those jobs to go around? I mean, even the graduates can't find work, Abby. So are there enough jobs for people with a secondary education or a vocational diploma? Does Nigeria have the job for young people who don't go to the university? By the way, Nigeria's universities are handling about 400,000 students at any time, less than half a million, in a country of over 200 million. So assuming that 40 million Nigerians are of university age, it means that only 10% of them are actually in university. And we all know that it's more than 40 million. So that's just a throwaway piece of fact for you to add to your context as you call me to tell me what you think. 0700-993-993-993. What do you think about Umahi telling ASUU to accept pay small, even though ASUU already said they would years ago, but it never came? And what do you think about him saying that not everyone should go to university? 01465-7190. That's our number for women. 01465-7190. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Tweet at us at Twitter on Nigeria Info FM. Tweet at us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Then Facebook, we're streaming live there, Nigeria Info 99.3. Hello, thanks for calling us. About that, call back if you can. Hello, good evening. Oh, no, I hate when that happens. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
Good evening, sir. Good evening, ma'am.
Welcome. What's your name?
I want to comment on the Umahi comment. Why Umahi will say that it's not compulsory that everybody who goes to university? Why in children go to university? Why in children go to university?
In children, no follow for everybody now.
You don't follow for everybody. Okay. If everybody not go to university, university graduates now in Ikorodu, here where I'm calling from, come and see them now. They are riding Okada. They are riding Keke. So if university graduates are riding Keke, how much more primary school or secondary school? Where they will work? Where will they will get work?
Are they listening?
Have a nice day. Izinwa from Ikorodu.
Thank you, Izinwa from Ikorodu, for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
Yes. Nigerian.
Okay. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name is Blessing.
Hi, Blessing. Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I want to comment on my statement.
Yes.
I think it's not right. It's not right for him to say that it's not like a mother. Everyone must go to university. Okay, they are making that statement. Have they really make jobs available for those that go to secondary school? Because even the graduates themselves, when they are out, there is no job out there. And most of them, their children is being sent abroad to go to school. If university education is not important, most of them, they pursue their children are going for masters and all that. So why should such a statement come out from his mouth? I think it's very wrong. It's very wrong.
All right. Blessing, thank you very much for calling. Now, of course, he's not saying that university education is not important, right? He's just saying that it is not for everybody. Let me read what he said again. He said, I think that our education system is not properly articulated. University education is not for everybody, and that is the truth. The basic education every country strives to attain is secondary school and vocational schools. These are the basic schools. And when you have these qualifications, you'll be able to use it to either start up something or to be able to use it to be employed. There is a need to review our educational system. It mustn't be for everybody, end quote. Those are his words. And I'm asking you what you think about that. He says it should be for a minority of young people. The rest should have access to secondary school, vocational schools. He's comparing us to other countries. And I did mention that it is true. In a lot of countries, people where they go to university know plenty. But in developed countries, that number went no plenty before, it don't they rise. So Germany, like I told you, in the 60s, 10% of university age Germans were the ones that went to school. The rest no go. Today now 30%. In the US in the 60s, less than 10%. Now it's almost 40%. People, we don't reach to go university, we actually go university. It's almost 40% now. But in those countries with just secondary school or with a vocational trade, you can do a lot. You can be a plumber. Plumbers are making a lot of money in countries like that. You can be a plumber. You can be a mason. You can be a truck driver. You can be a tiler. You can be a carpenter. There's so much you can do. And the economy is good enough that a lot of businesses exist that you can have all of these jobs. Do we have that situation here? Are there jobs for people who just went to secondary school, that's it, or who just got a vocational diploma? Does Nigeria have jobs for young people who don't go to the university? Jobs that can get them out of multidimensional poverty? We've got Vicky in Apapa on the line. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. I think it's highly insensitive of the whatever is the governor's name is. I don't even know his name.
David,
I think it's highly insensitive of him to say that. I'm just thinking, like, where do they even correlate? We're talking about ASUU strike, yeah. So is it that if majority don't go to school, there won't be ASUU strike or what? We're talking about paying people here. Yeah. We're talking about the fact that the children who are already in school, they are at home right now and waiting for them. Their counterparts in other parts of the country or other parts of the world, rather, or even in private schools are done. I've moved on to NYSE. I've finished. You know, some of these children have been held back. I have a sister in medical school. Mm. She's top of her class. Mm. COVID held her back. Now, ASU is holding her back because of what? And somebody is telling me that it's not everybody that is supposed to go to school. There's no correlation in what he's saying.
I think he may be talking about it from the perspective of maybe raising the price of these school fees so that the federal government and government in general isn't subsidizing the fees. Because school fees in federal universities, for instance, are as cheap as they are because it's heavily subsidized. So he may be talking about it from that angle. You know,
But that's a different issue. The issue we're trying to solve right now is for the children to even go back to school. Get to some type of compromise with ASU for these children to first go back to school. Right. Then we can be talking about how it's not everybody that is supposed to go to school. And also, like you said, where are the jobs? Even graduates, first class graduates in Nigeria, they can't even find jobs. Not to now talk of people that are just secondary school holders in this Nigeria. These governors and these politicians, they're so very insensitive. Did the children not go to school? And I can bet they schooled out of this country. Sandra, I'm tired though.
Yeah, don't be tired. Don't be tired, Vicky. Thank you very much for calling. We've got Ibrahim on the line. Ibrahim, where are you joining us from?
Hi, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm calling from Chicago, USA.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think your listeners that have been calling me misunderstood the point David Dumai was trying to make. Going to Treasury University does not guarantee success in life.
Okay.
But I mean, the basic is what is important. If you are not an artisan, like a plumber, an electrician, in the US, here, if I called you to my house as an electrician, for coming alone, I pay you.
True.
And they charge you $100 per hour if they have to take up any assignment because they are certified.
True.
So letting people know the essence of having a university degree or having a vocational degree or certificate, it will go a long way because time being wasted going to universities to study, most Nigerians, when they get there, they go and do those things. They see a lot of degree holders, masters, so that they change their courses when they get there because they earn more money.
Right.
So the people need to understand, David Dumai is not casting aspersion that go to university or you don't go to, it doesn't really get you.
Right.
People need to understand before they start attacking him.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling us. Let's see who else is here. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Good evening. Oh, that's unfortunate. Hello. Good evening.
Hi. Good evening, Sandra. How are you?
I'm very well. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Sharon. How are you?
Welcome, Sharon. I'm okay.
Okay. So, technically, just like what the last caller
said, what you don't really need tertiary education, right?
Right.
But not in this country. We haven't gotten there yet.
Right.
Abroad, yes, it's easier when you don't have tertiary education. You know, you have your diplomas and making good money. But in Nigeria, we haven't gotten there yet. Even the, like you said, the people graduate and looking for jobs. Talk of people that have just secondary school and no handiwork,
right,
or people that go to technical school.
Right.
So it's quite an incentive. It might be true, like you don't need to go to university and all that, but it's quite an insensitive statement to make in the where we are right now in this country.
Right.
I think sometimes people just need to be sensitive and know their audience.
Know their audience. Sharon, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Success. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Welcome, Success. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, sometimes these are leaders. The way they make their analysis sometimes, it irritates me. When you are making comparison, don't you look at the countries that you are making comparison with? Will you compare Nigeria with Europe? Will you compare Nigeria with U.S.? The second to the last caller that called, you know, I think he was saying it from that angle, from where he lives. Okay, I browsed one job site today. You know, those people requested for BSc, and in addition to BSc, you will have certification. This is for graduates.
Right.
So if you are doing all those vocational jobs in Nigeria, tell me, what kind of job would that person do?
Right.
You can imagine your parents, probably they were doing plumber. And you know what? The way they really get plumbers here. All those vocational jobs, you know the way they sit there, you know the way people talk to them.
Right.
And probably the parents would have, my children will not see this thing I've seen. And because of that, they worked hard. I want to send these children to school. So that also they will have a better future. Because in Nigeria, if you are not a graduate, if you didn't go to high institution, just forget it. You will end up being a refuse packer or any other thing. So for him to come out, you know, to start saying such things, I think he's highly insensitive. Because he's not looking at Nigeria as the standard Nigeria is. He's not looking at Nigeria the way Nigeria is. He's only thinking probably where he has gone to, or the way that place is, or the way the countries are. That's what he is thinking. He's not looking at our own country, the way our country is, and what we can afford in our own country.
It's
highly insensitive and he's wrong.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Success. We've got a message here on WhatsApp from Prince T, who says, Sandra, Governor Umahi's statement is highly taken out of context. He said that university education is not for everyone, to emphasize the need for a review in the educational system. But the statement is untimely. And coming from a leader who has benefited from university, no wonder the educational system is dying. We've got a message here that says, Sandra, I think the point that everyone is not going to go to school is valid, but in the light of the circumstances that schools are actually on strike, it just reeks of insensitivity. It's just like saying in the midst of barren women in church that after all, it's not everybody that will give birth to children. It might be a true statement, but it will be highly insensitive for someone to make such a comment in such a circumstance. All right. Here's a message from Fred. Fred says, there are not enough jobs for people that have vocational training. For example, let's take our regular plumber as a vocational job, and you have a plumbing work, and he says to repair his 5,000 naira flat, any issue he's trying to resolve. Or let me use our cable TV installers that charge a flat rate, 5,000 naira, even if small breeze blow your dish or rat chop the wire. People grumble to pay a vocational job worker too. There are jobs, but it's not enough. There are vocational jobs, but they don't have sufficient remuneration from clients that they do the job for, unless they package under an organized flag that take contract for, who are also account holders of those banks. There are vocational trained owned by professional definitely with higher degree, but they receive low wages for the vocational jobs. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Fred, for giving me a mouthful. I think you wrote in a hurry, and so there were a few errors in there. Let's see. Do we have time to take a call? Yes, we do. Let's come back to the phone lines and take one call. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling us.
My name is Victor.
Victor, don't call us again. If you call us again, I'm going to block you on the line. If you're going to be irresponsible, don't do it on my air. If you're going to be irresponsible, don't call my show and do it. Or else, the next time you call, I will ensure we find your number and we'll block you and you'll be unable to call us again. What kind of behavior is that? Conduct yourself with decorum. You're in public. 99.3, hello.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Something I want to find out here. I want to know the qualification of David Umahi.
Okay.
If he's a school staff or he's a graduate, and that of his children.
Okay.
Sometimes if people make statements, they don't put themselves into consideration. They just make statements, just blatantly, maybe because of their belly. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
You can see the problem we are going through in this country now because of the fact that some part of this country, most of them are not educated. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
If you are not educated, how will you handle public office now? Please, don't let that man from Chicago call your show again. I'm annoyed, Sandra, honestly. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. 99.3, hello.
Hi, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name, ma'am?
This is Chinoye.
Welcome, Chinoye.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, sir.
For me, within me, I understand from that man. Don't be say the man decide to talk negative talk, but this is the way when you scoot the talk.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
For example, now just be like, wait, they for a rank person to get to market. You're going to tell the person to say, you know, everybody go to school. So everybody goes to school, go set to market for market. So it depends on you. So the person will go to set to market.
Okay.
And that's what I always tell people.
Mm.
See, go and learn work. Okay, now, as he's on strike, most students, they are at home doing nothing. This is the opportunity for them to learn work. Because if they learn what now, if they eventually have opportunity now to go abroad, should be the go use that one where they learn, go use and they work, they get money like that. The man from Chicago, what the man from Chicago said is not bad.
Mm.
If the man from Chicago has hard work in Nigeria, if they are paying you peanuts, if you go abroad, they will pay you well.
Yeah.
So people are coming saying this, and truth is not everybody that goes to school. I did not go to school. That doesn't mean that people that go to school know something past
you. Yeah.
Most people that went to school, if they come outside, they come outside. They will still be big language. My own will be big language. My own hard work, I will finish you. This broken that I'm speaking, not everybody that know how to speak the broken.
True.
People that know how to speak. So, assuming Nigeria legalized broken, because it is broken, they pay me because I'm going to teach people how to speak broken.
Okay.
When they will, like now, this broken, when they speak now, last song, after they speak and last song, say government comes, okay, we want to pay people to teach you how to speak broken. Oh, my, I'll go apply.
Okay.
Now work,
exactly.
Me.
Now work. Yeah.
So, they will pay me for my own language, saying I'm free of self, me I left for when I come outside for this world. So, what are we saying here?
No, yeah. Thank you very much for calling. We have to take a break, unfortunately. But I've got information to share with you this evening, yes?
Yeah, I have this amazing one here and is coming from Chipa. Now, I have to just.
Ready. The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos. Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head. Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, Obiwizi.com, Buka Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
Cashback when you shop with your cheaper Naira or USD card. Enjoy.
Dilemma with my phone now.
You call that one phone. So why are you so happy?
I got tired of hiding the phone. So I went to the Samsung store to see what I can afford.
Uh-huh.
Samsung has a plan called Flex Pay that allows you to pay as low as 3,000 Naira for any Samsung device of your choice and complete payment over a period of 3 to 12 months. I sharply picked a 6-month payment plan and I got a Galaxy A23.
This is a machine. You have been dulling yourself, oh? Find Samsung Flex Pay and own your device right away without breaking your pocket. Terms and conditions apply. Hurry now while stock lost.
And we are back. It's Dangote Bag of Goodies Season 3. Yes, spell Dangote and become a multi-millionaire. Category 1, pick up the scratch card in bags of Dangote Cement and win instantly. Category 2, pick up the scratch cards in bags of Dangote Cement to spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E and qualify to win a million naira star prize. Category 3, pick up the scratch cards in bags of Dangote Cement to spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E and qualify to win 5 million naira mega star prize. When you pick an alphabet, then eagle. One of the alphabets must carry the Dangote Eagle logo for you to win the mega star prize. Offer runs from 5th July to 31st October 2022. Terms and conditions apply.
Football's biggest season is here, and DStv is the stadium with all the action. Enjoy every single match from the FIFA World Cup, the Premier League, La Liga, Serie A, the UEFA Europa League, and the UEFA Champions League. That's all the stars from around the world in every competition that matters. Get DStv HD decoder, dish plus 1 month compact subscription now for 12,000 naira only, and be part of sport's biggest stadium only on DStv. T's and C's apply.
Go, 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 go Grains, we love our Kellogg's. Go Grains, go, 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 go Grains, love the goodness of its multigrains.
Grain sets, go!
With protein and creamy tasty Kellogg's Go Grains.
Grain sets, go!
With vitamins and minerals in Kellogg's Go Grains.
Grain sets, go!
So go, 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 go!
The Grains, new Kellogg's Go Grains, available in stores near you.
Grain sets, go!
Relax, recharge, and take a break this summer. Find the best summer holiday deals to Dubai, London, Cairo, Florida, and many other amazing cities on wakanow.com. We've got you covered. Book now on wakanow.com or visit any of our travel centers near you. Take a break. Pick a city. Wakanow. Let's go.
Waiting you sabi about the beautiful game. You dey there for the life and style, fantasy leagues, bass bowls, ginger and oak ball, breaking down the stats even to the MVPs, taking no L's and only for the W's. I beg, Ensure Max Pro get news for you. Football season is back. Live, eat choke. Watch the Premier League, La Liga, Serie A, anywhere on any screen, Mado. Stream the action from Super Sport live on Showmax Pro. Sign up at showmax.com.
Get 7% off.
Say what?
Eh?
70.
Everyone loves massive discount because it either helps them save Christmas.
Aww.
Unless, like me, you've got to have the higher Thermocool Gen Power Inverter Air Conditioner that helps me save 70% on my electricity consumption. I even enjoy multiple ACs when I'm on Gen. That's less bills and more comfort every single day. So, what will you do with your 70% saving?
Get the higher thermocool Gen Power Inverter Air Conditioner. That's a whopping 70% electricity saver. That's less bills, more comfort. Higher thermocool, always there for you.
Guy, what's going on?
You know my dilemma with my phone now.
You call now on phone. So why are you so happy?
I got tired of hiding the phone. So I went to the Samsung store to see what I can afford. Samsung has a plan called Flex Pay that allows you to pay as low as 3,000 naira for any Samsung device of your choice and complete payment over a period of 3 to 12 months. I sharply picked a 6-month payment plan and I got a Galaxy A23.
This is a machine.
Asine.
You have been dulling yourself, oh? Find Samsung Flex Pay and own your device right away. Without breaking your pocket. Terms and conditions apply. Hurry now while stock lasts.
Say you wanna feel that boost? Allow me to introduce Mamba Energy Drink. No more shutting down, we're going up. Oh yeah, get ready. Stimulate your energy. Mamba is the remedy. Go around and test somebody. Oh yeah, get ready. Stimulate your energy. Mamba is the remedy. Go out and tell somebody, say, what are you waiting for, yeah? Now you can do more, because I'm buying a beer drink day for you. I'm buying a beer drink day for you. No need to go too far, you can find it where you are, because I'm buying a beer drink day for you.
Amber Energy Drink. Stimulate the energy in you.
Football is back. Goals are back. Banter is back. That edge of your seat feeling is back. Because
big winnings are back on BetKing with boosted odds. Cash outs to celebrate your wins early and accumulate a bonus on your selections. What are you waiting for? Bet on BetKing.com and get the football feeling back.
That feeling? That's BetKing.
Go, 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 Grains. We love our Kellogg's Go Grains. Go, 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 Grains. Love the goodness of its multigrains.
Grain sets, go!
With protein and creamy, tasty Kellogg's Go Grains.
Grain sets, go!
With vitamins and minerals in Kellogg's Go Grains.
Grain sets, go!
So go, 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 go,
the new Kellogg's Go Grains, available in stores near you.
Grain sets, go!
We don't come again. Dangote bag of goodies season 3 don't show. Yes, so spell Dangote sharp sharp make you become millionaire. Category 1, Alele pick scratch card inside bag of Dangote cement and win straight. Category 2, pick scratch card inside Dangote cement bag. Take use and spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E. Make you stand chance to win 1 million naira star prize. Category 3, pick scratch card inside Dangote cement. Take and spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E. Make you stand chance to win 5 million naira mega star prize. If one alphabet carry Dangote ego picture for body, make sure say one alphabet gets Dangote ego picture on top arm for you to win the mega star prize. This offer go run from 5th July to 31st October 2022. Terms and conditions, this how.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We started the show by telling you what the federal government is saying about the ASUU strike. First of all, you had Festus Keyamo saying that, of course, he's the Minister for State for Labour. You had him saying that 1 trillion naira cannot be borrowed just to pay ASUU's bill. Now, we've also heard the same thing from David Umahi. We heard a few other things from David Umahi, and we talked about that a bit before the break. Now, we'll keep talking about it, but I should mention that the federal government is meeting with resident doctors to try and avoid a strike. At the end of last month, the Association of Resident Doctors gave government a 2-week ultimatum to honor its commitments or they'll go on a nationwide strike. You remember last year now, they were on strike for a while there. And government pleaded with them to go back to work. You remember that Nigerians also pleaded with them to come back because their strike brought so many health centers to a standstill. So because of that, NAD called off that strike, gave government some time to meet their demands. Now that they're saying that government has not met those demands, government has not honored those agreements, so aluta continua. The resident doctors are mostly asking for payments that they're owed. Some states are owing them unpaid salaries going back months. Here are some of those states: Gombe, 2 months, Ekiti, 3 months, Ondo, 5 months, Imo, 10 months, Abia, 2 years and 2 months. 2 years. And 2 months. Babe, imagine going to work every day for 2 years and 2 months and they only pay you salary and you be doctor. And you they come in contact with people who get infectious diseases, people who get HIV, people who get all kinds of things. And you have to take care of yourself. And hospitals are woefully understaffed because all our doctors don't jackba go Canada, go Australia, go UK. The UK has the highest population of Nigerian doctors. And you they go work 2 years and 2 months, Abia State government, okay, Zikbazu, they owe you salary. Imagine that. Apart from salaries, NARD says government is owing its members hazard allowance from the COVID period. NARD also wants their salary increment arrears. And they want the government to put money into the medical residency training fund. So just like with ASUU, government already agreed to all these demands. It happened during last year's strike. The question now is, will government honor this agreement or will the resident doctors have to join ASUU on strike? What do you think? 0700-993-993-993. And yes, you can still talk to me about our first story. What do you think about Umahi telling ASUU to accept pay small, small? Remember that I said that ASUU already accepted pay small, small. That pay small, small never began. And they accepted this years ago. What do you think about him saying that not everybody should go to the university? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. It's 5:37. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
Mrs. Ajayi.
Welcome.
From
Welcome. Go ahead.
I just think Governor Umahi is insensitive
okay.
to the plight of Nigerian students and our universities.
Okay.
How many of his children are in technical school? And if I may ask, what is the state of technical school in his own, state? Has he funded the technical school? Even our so-called universities, not so-called, our universities, what ASUU is asking for is for them to fund education.
Right.
Provide more equipped labs, better equipped labs.
Right.
Abroad, now you don't have to cut somebody open to remove appendix.
Yes.
It is just through a procedure. Within 10 minutes, they are through.
They're done.
And we are at that level in Nigeria. They refuse to fund education, and they are only doctors. God forbid that the time will come, even our Nigerian doctors will no longer be employable abroad because of the way things are. Some years ago, I went to ENC department. I saw them referring people to medical, private medical practices outside to go and do tests. So how do they teach medical students that aspect of medicine? And number two, we have never heard that our legislators are on strike or they are about to embark on strike. Please, they should cut down on the cost of governance and use the money to fund education in Nigeria. Okay. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you, Mr. Ajayi, for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name, sir?
Professor is my name.
Oh, Professor, welcome.
So I've got two things to say. Number one, the doctors should be paid.
Okay.
And that's all I have to say on that. And regarding education, I mean, the problem is too far gone for the government to step in and do anything about it.
Okay.
I think what needs to happen is all the universities need to be privatized. The private companies will pay salaries to the teachers. And whatever little money the government wants to put into education, they can use it to subsidize the students that want to go to school.
Right.
This way, the private institutions won't charge them that much with the subsidy.
Right.
Otherwise, this is just going to keep going round and round and round.
So you don't think the government will ever honor its agreement with ASUU?
Well, they already gave you signs by telling you that no one is going to go borrow that kind of money.
Money,
so
yeah.
What else do you expect?
Yeah. Okay. All right, Prof. Thank you very much for calling. We've got messages on WhatsApp. Let's take a look at some of them. Sandra, you can't compare Nigeria with all these countries that you're mentioning. You weigh their economy with Nigeria's economy. Please, Umahi is totally wrong. This is simply because Keyamo and Umahi's children are not schooling here. It baffles me when the leaders can't think without a box. It's a shame. Ahmed from Apapa with that message there on WhatsApp. Also on WhatsApp from Apapa is Wole. Wole says, the man is actually saying the truth. It's only in Nigeria that an SSCE holder is bossing a professor. It's only in Nigeria that an MSc degree holder is indirectly paying Agbero because they are the ones who dictate the transportation fare. It's only in Nigeria that you only need SSCE to hold a political position, but you need at least BSc to get a GL8 federal government job. See, the list is endless. So if they tell you that it's not compulsory to attend a university, they're very right, because that is their mission. Their mission is to kill education sector as well as to invest
Okay, I'm not going to read the rest of that message. It goes very, very off kilter. But thank you very much, Wole, for sending your message in. Like a number of people have called in and said, he's not saying that it's not important to go to university. He is saying that everybody cannot go to the university. And I think he's indirectly making a case for, maybe privatization, because he's talking about reviewing the education sector. Maybe privatization, like the prof who called in and said, maybe government just handing off completely, you know, and letting the schools run themselves. Because like I said, federal universities are heavily subsidized. That's why the school fees are quote-unquote so cheap. Because I say quote-unquote because what is so cheap for person A is not so cheap for person B, you know? Because after all, like I said, you've got 400,000 people at any given university in Nigeria. Remember, we did that math, right, when I started the show. I told you that Nigerian universities are handling about 400,000 students at any time. So less than half a million. And we are a country that is allegedly over 200 million. So assuming that that's 40 million Nigerians who are of university age, only 10% of them are actually in university. And there are more than 40 million Nigerians who are of university age. We did that math when we're looking at other countries and, you know, how majority of people don't go to university, but at least they don't get the numbers where we get. And vocational and SSCE certificates actually help you get certain kinds of jobs. Do those jobs exist here? 0700-993-993-993. Let's come back to the phone lines. Women, call us on 01465-7190. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
I'm Sandra.
Yes, thank you for calling. What's your name?
Mirabel, calling you from Ikoto.
Mirabel, welcome, ma'am.
Okay. Sandra, you can see the mindset of this public school there. And it was when I was coming out to contest for primary. So this is like once come out of Nigeria. Look at what you say. You cannot go and borrow 1.2 trillion. Like who is asking you to borrow? It's something like Nigeria don't have the money to manage university. It's not that I mismanage Nigeria resources. If they rule Nigeria well, we will not have to go and borrow for education. We have the money. If our it's just about political will. What they are sounding as if they don't have the money. They don't have stolen the money because of corruption and all everything. That's why they are asking on strike. Now it's going to say you cannot go and bring that thing to book. Let them bring the money. There's money. It's just that they don't have the political will to fund the university. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mirabel. Actually, there's no money, but it's pretty difficult to, tell Nigerians that there's no money because Nigerians are seeing all the mismanagement. I mean, you have an accountant general who stole how many billions, you know, and now he's doing plea bargain. You have Joshua Dariye, who was convicted for corruption, going to a prison, receive a pardon on health grounds, and we're hearing reports that now he may be running for Senate, you know? So it's difficult to tell Nigerians that the country is broke when they're seeing all of these things happening. But to be honest, the country is broke. The small one we know they manage and well, but the country is broke. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling, sir.
Hello.
What's your name?
Hiya. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
This is David from Kenya.
Welcome, David.
Yes. I want to believe that the federal government is not serious. I once attended this meeting between the federal government and ASU around 1992.
Okay.
When Jega was the president of ASU. Then the Minister of Education there was Aminu.
Okay.
You see, I was there.
Okay.
When they were agreeing, then they were still using the Ministry of Education over there near Amadu Bello Way in Victoria Island.
Okay.
South River.
Okay.
You see, at that time they agreed. The government said, this is what we are going to do. And then the ASU said, okay, let's go ahead.
Mm.
In fact, I was there when, at that time, they had a meeting till about 1 a.m.
Okay.
And the government agreed that they would do exactly what ASUU has said, even though there were negotiations and all that.
Right.
Since 1992, then there was another one in 2009. And until now, the state government is saying you cannot borrow. If they have been paying this thing since that time, we are looking at the value of money, the time for, you know, this issue. So I will advise the federal government that they have to go and borrow to pay ASU, so that the educational system, so that the university will become what it ought to be. And for my coming out to say what he said, I think the man is sensitive, actually. So even if university education is not for everybody, but it's one of the things you use to measure, you know, the workings in any government, in any country.
Okay.
And so my should, at least for now, he should just keep quiet. He should not play to the gallery because he's an APC man and all that. Okay. So that's my contribution.
Thank you very much for calling to contribute. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
Yeah, my name is Gloria.
Welcome, Gloria.
Okay. So I want to submit to this discussion.
Okay.
That I don't agree that Nigeria is poor. Oh. What I think that is happening is that the money that is meant to be used for the welfare and well-being of all of us,
okay,
you know, has been snatched away by a few privileged individuals.
Okay.
So that has made governance really, really difficult.
Okay.
So we are not telling ourselves the truth because our leaders know what to do, but they don't have the will to do it, okay, so that we are not better off. How can a governor, somebody who calls himself a governor, I'm from Adia State,
okay,
it's very painful, hold doctors for 22, is it 2 years and 2 months?
2 years and 2 months, yes.
Yes.
26 months.
And he's still sitting down there thinking he has the right to impose the next governor on the state.
He's going to Senate, too.
Imo State is owing 10 months. Just look at what is happening. 10 months, you're owing doctors. We're not talking about any other arm of governance that you're owing. Sandra, please. Tell me, all the monies that have been stolen, that have been recovered from Abacha, that are being generated everywhere, government is raising money, what is it being used for? You can't pay salary, you can't provide health, you cannot provide basic amenity, there is no life. What do they expect us to do? What do they expect us to do? Hey, Sandra, what do they expect us to do? This is very painful. Honestly, this is very painful. That's just what I have to say.
Thank you very much for calling to say it. We've got Tony from Birmingham, Alabama, who says, this government is bent on floating another jamboree called Air Nigeria with borrowed funds. But for Keyamo, borrowing money to revive our comatose educational system seems to him as wasteful venture. I guess that he's very, he's a very insensitive individual. Okay. Well, you make a fair point about the Air Nigeria business. Let the lawmakers make a law for all their children to study in federal and state universities. Well, first of all, that will be an abuse of their own human rights because our lawmakers are human beings and they have a right to choose where they go to school, where their children go to school. So that's number one. Number two, you don't ever see where Ram they vote for Salah. You don't ever see where Turkey they vote for Christmas. No, you don't go vote for waiting, go pay you. So that is, you push yourself saying that thing. It's never going to happen. We've got someone who says, Sandra, 400,000 is 1% of 40 million. Exactly. We've got people who are sending us lots of messages on WhatsApp. My God. This government should stop this back and forth. All they know is promise and fail. Doctors, ASU, Nigerians, these people don't care. But the ASU problem started before Buhari's administration. It started under Jonathan, I believe. Probably started under Yar'Adua. I'm not very sure now. I'll have to look that up. I think it started under Yar'Adua and then, you know, Jonathan and then, you know, Buhari. So it's been on for a while. Maybe someone should tell... Maybe someone should tell Keyamo that instead of looking for who will beg ASU, he should rather look for who will beg the young people that have been kept needlessly at home because of insensitive and incompetent leadership in the country. All right, Steve from Ijani King with that message there. Here is a message that reads, Sandra, you remember $1 billion loss in first quarter due to oil theft of Nigeria's crude. Yet our security agents, they high C. Nigeria is very rich, but too much stolen capital from this country. Well, there's that also happening. All right, let's come back to the phone lines. I'm sure there's so many people who are waiting to talk about this. We've got just 2 minutes left, so let's make the best of it. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
My name is Kenneth, calling from Akute.
Kenneth, you've got 1 minute.
Okay. You see, the problem of Nigeria is that the president, whenever someone stole money, he will pat the person at the back. But he knows where the money, where they stolen this Nigerian money, and he knows all of them. He keep on sending EFC to chase the little boys, trying to make a living in Nigeria. He knows the people that stole Nigerian money, and you know where Nigerian money is. So you should go there and bring it and pay Nigerian youth.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And pay Nigerian youth. I'm not sure that that's happening. That's number one. Number two, the president isn't patting anybody on the back for stealing money. That's number two. Number three, well, yes, they do know, you know, those who are stealing Nigeria's money. And number three, I think EFCC can afford to chase everybody, both the small boys and the big boys, the politicians and anybody who's committing financial crimes, because there's enough smoke for everybody, enough violence for everybody. All right, we'll take a break and bring you the news at 6. Once we're done with the news at 6, I'll have a conversation with MTN Foundation about the work that they're doing. Trust me, you want to listen to this conversation because it could benefit you. There's so much for you to learn, so much for you to gain. And that conversation will start at 6:15. Gong, 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 gong. So please stick around if you want to, you know, figure out how you can tap in, how you can benefit from MTN's foundation. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, S. Ezekwesili everywhere. Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Don't go away.
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.